The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
What's going on? My name is Brant. This show has everything that you would need.
Okay.
It has awesome challenges from street gangs to me for stuff to do on the air they think
that's
I can't
unique.
Do. So we're doing that. Also, hopefully some insight. I want to talk about one...
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to show the range.
I know you are. I know. It's okay. Just go. Whatever you're going to say,
yeah.
The insight.
Okay.
Just know that that followed a challenge from a gang.
Okay.
Okay. Go
that's
ahead.
True. So, never mind. We'll just do a whole bunch
stay
of
tuned.
Cool stuff this hour. Yeah. Maybe you are interested in history. I'm kind of a history nerd, but something I have noticed about us humans over time,
mm-hmm.
we all have this sense of God.
Hmm.
There's a sense of transcendent. Every single culture in the history of humans
mm-hmm.
has had that. There are some people who would act like that's just silly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I can appreciate somebody else's viewpoint. And I really do. I do appreciate skeptical viewpoints. I appreciate people who identify as atheists or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get where you're coming from. I can respect you.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you something. If you're calling the rest of humanity, you know, dumb,
mm-hmm.
it might be that you're missing a sense. Like... I've seen it put this way, like if the rest of the world is saying we can see colors and you're colorblind
mm-hmm.
and you're like, you guys are all delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. And if you look at the history of humans, we all just intuitively have this appetite to know God. There's some way we're all trying to do it. Like just like any other appetite, there's a reason that we have it. It's because the thing that we're desiring actually exists. Wow, I really got challenged by the dudes.
The dudes.
Yeah, there's all these dudes that challenge me because they know I'm a manly man too.
Okay.
I mean, some people are like, oh, you're just a nerd. But
right.
It's not true. I'm accepted by it, guys. But I do get challenged. This says, hey, Brant, make no mistake. We totally respect you. And you are a legend on the streets out here.
Well, that's nice for the
but
dudes.
Are you man enough to do a full pommel horse routine in your studio?
Ah, wow.
With your accordion strapped on.
Oh my goodness.
And then nail the dismount, it says here, and immediately play Over the River and Through the Woods to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, they've given a lot of thought to that, haven't they?
Yeah. And that's from Jake and the Cool Vipers.
Not so, just the Vipers, the
no,
cool ones.
Cool, the Cool
okay,
Vipers.
Okay, sure.
Which is, some, I guess, some kind of street gang or
something. Perhaps.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is a really detailed challenge.
It is. So I got the accordion on here. Okay. I got it on.
And you're going to get on the pommel horse with that.
With the accordion, which has not been done,
oh,
to my,
my
knowledge,
goodness.
In gymnastics
no,
history.
I've never seen it.
So here we go. I'm going to jump up here.
Please
on
be careful.
I'm going to do a routine. I will dismount,
oh,
and I will
goodness.
Play the thing here. I am strapped in, oh. And here we go. One,
oh,
two,
my gosh.
Three,
oh, careful.
Four, and five, and hit.
Woo! There, however, who
well,
could blame you for the coordination? All that you had to
do. Pommel horse thing.
Like, yeah.
Sometimes it's just taxing,
it's
but I think
amazing
I did it.
To watch.
Cool Vipers, I did it. Some people say that the media has an agenda. This media outlet has this agenda. We have an agenda too. I'm being totally straight up honest with you. Absolute agenda. This is what I ask God for before we even do the show. When I'm walking the dog in the morning. Before the show, I'm asking, please help me to be a blessing to people. Same thing for Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
Help us be a blessing for people. Our agenda is to encourage you. The problem is sometimes you hear encourage, and if you're around church culture, you don't hear it anymore. Like, what does that mean? Here's what we're trying to do. I'm just being all cards on the table. Here's my objective. We want to help you continue to believe in who God is and to know Him. We want to build you up for that purpose. We want to give you strength to keep forgiving people and keep reminding you of the importance of that, to be about the work of loving people and forgiving them. We want you to keep thinking about the right things, because if you keep thinking about the right things and who God is, and we keep through the songs or stuff we're saying, like help shape what you're thinking about. You'll be less anxious. And you know what? You're not going to be as afraid. You'll have less fear and less anxiety, which is where so many people are now. So that's what we mean by encourage. That's what we want. Less anxious, less fearful, more joyful, more peaceful. And that's our goal for this thing. This is like one of those lighthearted burglar moment things where they always have on the news, like, yeah, wacky, but true. This happened.
Left his wallet at the scene of the crime, yeah, kind of thing. Exactly. Okay, yeah.
A guy breaks into a house. He was arrested for breaking into a house at 3 a.m., waking up the family that lives there. So that's scary, but he woke them up by, he just broke in and then started playing their piano. And I was thinking about that, like, that's kind of lighthearted and funny, didn't mean to harm anybody, but can you imagine anything scarier?
No, I can't.
Out of nowhere?
I mean, it doesn't matter. You could be playing a beautiful Christmas tune and it's still a horror.
Yeah. If it's beautiful, like, what? Like, if you hear a knocking around in there, okay, I better sneak down and see what's going
on.
But if somebody, like, the piano's playing... Or if it's, it could be a beautiful song that makes it haunting.
No, yeah, it's terrifying.
Or if
terrifying.
It's like, hello, my baby, hello, my darling, hello, my ragtime gal.
Still
like,
not what? Okay.
It's not all right, sir. No, you cannot do that. This is so true. We were just talking about this off the air, but about getting yourself worked up. Is that a good way to put it?
I think so, yes.
Like the power of our own imaginations to get ourselves worked up about a conflict, and then we start talking about it, it gets worse.
Yeah, and the fact that I can take a little seed of something that I saw and then let my imagination grow it, and then all of these thoughts start forming around it, and then I start speaking, and I'm actually starting to create what I imagine, and it's not necessarily what happened.
No, not at all.
Or the way it happened.
No, or anywhere near the proportion
right.
of what happened.
That's right.
But Sherry was wondering, is that, that's kind of a woman thing, maybe less so men. But no, it is totally true with men too.
Really?
This is, I don't want to hear myself say some stuff, even if I'm thinking it, because I know then it's going to be almost written stone in my head. And I don't want to do that. I get myself worked up. That's what we talk about. Like, I just needed to vent. No.
I, as you know, in the beginning, I was major supporter of that. And I am almost completely against it, like off of it now.
It's just too often. It's just, again, a pep rally for us, but it's also distorting things in our own heads and we don't feel better about it. A success tip. I just read about this. This will take you to the top of your field. You know how to get more respect instantly?
How?
Without actually being any more respectful.
Without doing your job really, really well.
without doing the hard work that the rest of us are trying to do to actually make ourselves respectful.
Right. It's a shortcut.
Yeah. Add initials to your name. People, I've seen this study sort of thing before. There's another one. Like, if I go by Brant Hansen, boring. But if I go by Brant P. Hansen.
Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden.
They rate that as more intelligent.
You know what? I bet you that's true.
Even more so, here's where it gets really interesting.
What?
Let's say you add a couple initials in there. So Brant P.
L.
L. Hansen.
Even though
I don't know what the L is.
And they won't either. But
even if you add a third initial, okay, up to three initials.
Brant,
I'm not kidding. So it could be Brant P. X. L. Hansen. And people will be like, that guy is
He's got it going on.
And I was thinking J.R.R. Tolkien.
True. You have another one?
No,
okay. But, well, we'll just take that one.
Yeah, but anyway, add just throw in some letters there. And people are like, oh.
Throw some letters in there.
We can't fire him. We were just talking about getting ourselves worked up about stuff, and it is true. If you are married or you live with your mom, like Sherry does, you got somebody who's in your house who's on your side. Once you start venting to that person, they usually take it next level.
Yes.
Like, because they're on your side.
Especially if you paint it in a way where you've really been wrong, victimized in some way.
Right.
You know, yes, they're automatically going to be in your corner.
And then what can happen too, because my wife is an ardent fan and defender of mine. So I've vented. I maybe went too far, but now she's going to take it. She takes it to the next level.
Yes.
And then reminds me later about how we don't trust that person.
Right.
I'm like, well, you know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, it's like, well, what? Why? Yes. Oh, yeah. I guess I was. Oh. It's just, there's a reason there's a problem with gossip. There's a reason to capture everything we're thinking about, everything we're saying. Mm-hmm. Like our minds just make problems and metastasize them into things that can destroy us. Okay, something to think about as we head into the holidays, all right? You want to think ahead on this kind of stuff. Decor, decorations, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I got this thing on Facebook from Stephanie Kazier. Hope I'm saying your name right, who listens to the show.
Okay.
She pointed out that beard lights are going to be hot this year. I researched this. It's true. Little lights that you can hang in your beard. They're tiny, but they make your beard light up in different colors. So.
Why?
Okay, so Sherry's reaction is largely negative.
That's silly.
I was thinking about, is it really dumb or really awesome? I hear you.
Yeah.
I just decided it's got to be one or the other.
Okay.
Because I have to have a hot take.
Oh, I see.
And where I landed, Sherry, I could be persuaded, but where I landed is that these are really, really awesome. Because they make your beard light up. It's just kind of, it's very festive. Women do that with their hair. They put little lights and stuff.
You've seen women put little lights in their hair?
No, but I saw in this article that they have. Little.
I'd like you to really rethink your hot take.
Okay, but just because I don't know what I'm talking about shouldn't stop me from having a take. Yeah, it makes it hotter, if anything. Lack of knowledge. So we do this thing on the show where we like to highlight people who don't get seen much or they don't get much thanks. So they just not enough. Like we have certain jobs with prestige. I use a professional athlete as an example. Like, hey, we appreciate those people, but they get a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I want to highlight something that's not officially a job or a career. It's actually more than that, but this was on my mind. It's on my mind a lot, but it was on my mind especially because my daughter's car is on the fritz. So she's trying to figure out how to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
This thing, man, it's really hard. But what if she had kids? What if she had to take care of kids and her car was on the fritz? And it just acknowledged me again or reminded me again, like, if you're a single parent who's really making this work and you're just not giving up, I'm sure you feel like it. I'm sure you feel like throwing your hands up to the sky. Oh, I give up.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. We see you and we are so thankful for you. But don't say it enough. But man, what you're doing shaping these kids for the rest of their lives and what you have to do to make it happen. Single mom, single dad, that matter to me. Just so impressed at the faithful mom or dad who's doing this by themselves with the kids and making it work. You are so heroic. Please know that we're aware of it. In this day and age, it's very important to be smooth in social situations, and that is what I am. I wasn't always this way though, and I want you to believe me. I think some people, they don't say it, but I think see in their eyes that they don't believe me.
You seeing it in the eyes of anyone in this room right now?
No, just people in general. Okay. Just like they look at me like, you surely you haven't struggled socially. Surely you've been this smooth your whole life. No, I've taught myself how to do this. So anyway, I want to do like a little role play.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, bring information that will relate to people to the conversation. That's what opens doors conversationally.
And to be clear, you're doing this role play to teach.
To teach.
Okay. All right.
So let's say, some kind of function, dinner function.
Yes, dinner function.
Work.
Got it. Okay.
So we're in like name tags, whatever. And there's like a head table up front where people go get food, plastics, forks and knives.
Sure.
Also like...
No, Brent, we have painted the picture. We have it.
So anyway, watch this. So you be somebody who's up there.
Okay.
And then you say something to me.
All right. Hi, Brent.
How many senses do you have?
Five.
Not me. I have more. I have equilibrioception. I have nociception. I have proprioception. Or my kinesthetic sense, if you will. Also thermoception.
Oh,
also,
goodness.
I can identify, I have a sense of time, echolocation.
Oh my goodness, who cares?
Itching, pressure, hunger, thirst, fullness
now,
of stomach.
What happens?
I even have a sense about my carbon dioxide levels and my oxygen in my bloodstream.
What if I exclaim like that, like I've had enough of the information in a social situation?
Did you exclaim? I didn't hear anything. Too focused on my senses.
Yeah, that's the problem.
My other senses. Sometimes we just need a break. You know what I'm talking about? You just need a break. You need some good news. Hey.
We're about to have a break. I knew what you were talking about.
I just have been handed a bulletin. We have breaking animal news here. I cover animal news.
Yes.
So with the breaking animal news desk, I am Brant Hansen with the desk.
At the desk.
At it. On
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not with, on it.
All the prepositional phrases
kind of news
that you want to use. Anyway, I have really good... So today's breaking animal news is really, really good news.
Okay.
It's good news.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What happened was they did this study and found out that... You ever heard that urban legend? It really is one. I don't mean to be gross, but the good news is it's not gross. Okay. They say, oh, when you sleep, there's certain... You eat like 12 spiders a year in your sleep. Have you heard that
before? I have heard that, yes.
You don't. That's not true.
It's
there's
not.
No. They don't like... Spiders aren't attracted to the noise and vibrations of breathing. They don't like the beating heart, the snoring, all that stuff. They're not interested in that. They don't do that. So I just want to let you know. No, they don't.
Okay.
They don't.
Okay.
So it's just,
that's our breaking animal news?
Yeah, it's about animals. It's also about us, but it's just good news about how we're getting along and we're not. it's good news
it's
for
not
us that they're not doing that. So
okay.
I just want to let you
know,
it's
good
not
news
true.
About...
Don't worry about that. Sleep soundly tonight, and don't worry about taping your mouth to keep the spiders out, which some people have done. We are so thankful we have podcast sponsor Fellowship Home Loans, and we're both using them ourselves for stuff. I'm refinancing, and I don't know if you caught me when I was talking about this, but if you refinance now, it's unbelievable. What can happen if you already own a house? I just bought our townhouse a year ago, but
a year ago,
and the interest rate difference is so stunning. I got a good deal on interest rate, but it's changed so much. If you want to refinance your house, this is probably the time to do it, like right now. Talk to these guys. We're knocking years off our mortgage and our monthly payments going down. That's amazing to me. So we'll be done with our mortgage sooner. It sets us up better for the future. And we pay less. So talk to them. They listen. They're fun to work with. Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans. And please thank them for being a part of our podcast. Mm-hmm. Let them run the numbers for you and see what happens.
And they're not like hard sell kind of guys.
No, the opposite.
Yeah, they're so wonderful and laid back to talk to and get right back to you. They've been awesome.
They are great to work with. Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans. Here's the phone number to call them. 800-804-SAVE. Again, it's 800-804-SAVE. And please thank them again for us. FellowshipHomeLoans.com. Let them run their numbers for you and see what happens. Hey, so we were just talking about this thing. Hey, that's a terrible way to start talking.
Hey. Hey, you! Hey!
Hey!
That's the best on the radio. Hey! Talking to you.
The level of professionalism here just continues.
And you're
to
welcome.
Grow. Hey! So anyway, we were just talking about single parents and how, man, making that work, we have a lot of respect. So that was both of our moms, Sherry's mom, my mom. We both have brothers. They're dealing with two kids through the teenage years, all that sort of stuff, making this thing work, not giving up, not having much money at all, and then still somehow making it work when you don't necessarily feel like you know what you're doing. Wasn't their plan at all, but it's something that we're very appreciative of now. I didn't say thank you then, by the way. I didn't.
Right.
But thank you.
You don't realize the struggle then, right? Because you're
no,
a kid. I think
about
it all the time when I travel with my mom because, you know, she has health challenges. And so it takes a little more wheelchair assistance. And I got to drop her bags off, drop her off, go park, come back. And I think about all of those things of how she had to do with me, right?
Totally.
She has two kids. She has car seats. She has everything she had to do on her own. It's an honor for me, and I mean that, to be able to do that for her. Is it a hassle sometimes? It feels like it, but then I think back.
Guess she had
of everything.
A few hassles.
Yeah.
She was all about it.
I was
it.
A whole hassle.
Man, I bet she loves that, appreciates it.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.